Now, this is the fourth of our introduction to the business environment course. And I will go through most of these topics in much more detail, but I think it's good for you to have an introduction to the programme, which I hope you might be able to listen to before the course begins on Saturday. I finished the last recording by talking about project management and the supply side and the problem that marginal costs in many industries are tending towards zero because of the increasing ratio of sunk costs or fixed costs. I use the term interchangeably, but it'll explain the difference in the course, the increasing ratio of fixed and sunk costs to variable costs. And this presents very big problems for the pricing process, because what it does mean is that people who follow new technology face much lower costs than those people who carry out the original innovation. So when you look at typical industries like telecommunications, for example, what you find is the innovators often find it difficult to recover their upfront costs because they find that generic copiers come into the business and are able to underprice them. And the same, of course, happens in biotechnology, in pharmaceuticals, where there's big upfront costs, both in marketing, particularly in marketing, and in research and development, which is why so much emphasis is placed by pharmaceutical companies on having a long period of copyright or of patent rights to prevent people sort of copying their product and producing them at a price that undercuts them. Anyway, that's all I'll say for the moment about the supply side. I'd like to go along to the demand side and again thinking about projects and thinking about the relationship with customers and the relationship with demand. And it's very interesting if one thinks about this, that actually there's no such thing as a product. A product, if you like, is a list of characteristics, you know, summarized by its quality, its color, its durability, its reputation, its safety, its durability, and its fashionableness. All these things are part of what makes up a product. Commodity products like oil, agricultural products, like many of the standard products that we're familiar with, like steel, natural resources, and even automobiles. Commodity products, in the main, compete on the basis of price, but more complex products, products produced by fashion and design related industries, sell on the basis of their characteristics. Many of the characteristics imagined or created by marketers and promoters and PR people generally. And, you know, products are distinguished, products are differentiated by companies according to their characteristics. I mean, if we just take a very simple example, You know, there's many, many brands of products. For example, you know, there's something like 100 different brands of jeans. Some of them commodity products, some of them designer products. I mean, I remember going into a shop in New York and asking to see some Armani jeans. And what I was surprised at is that they were locked away, because they're no different from other jeans in terms of their quality, in terms of the cloth they use, but because of their reputation, they're almost like gold dust, you know, a hugely inflated price. And needless to say, I didn't buy them because, you know, I'm not an oligarch and I don't have that kind of money. But it is, you know, the basis for product differentiation is that you have products with different ratios of characteristics. And those, you know, you can produce products at the top end of the market where you can earn high margins simply because of the ethos, the reputation, the fashionableness of the product.